thoughts, able, the awareness that I can think about my thoughts, therefore I am not my thoughts. I can think about my moods, therefore I am not my moods. I can think about my genetic tendencies, therefore I am not those tendencies. I can choose my response to those tendencies. Then, as the spiral staircase goes up to the second floor, proactivity is an altogether different kind of habit, because it has gone through the other six. A certain amount of internal peace has come from 1, 2, and 3. A certain amount of interpersonal success has come from 4, 5, and 6. I have sharpened the saw. I'm into self-renewal. And then I begin to discover a whole new dimension to habit one, to take initiative, to make things happen, to do what's necessary consistent with correct principles which you've established at habit two, to make good things happen in her life. Then gradually that person starts to experience, I'm not just aware. I cannot just choose my own response. I am truly a force of nature. I am the creative force of my own life. I can make things happen. Let's say I don't have a job and I'm looking for some kind of employment. What can I do with my time? I can go to school. Let's say I have no money. I can go to a public library. I can start reading. I can start studying. In fact, I think I'm going to study the business I want a job in. I want to understand their needs, their customers, their suppliers, their interests. And then when I go to them to get a job, I'm going to go with my ducks in line. I'm going to go prepared. I'm not going to be a problem. I am going to be a solution to the problem. That kind of proactivity, that kind of empathy will blow employers away. They're looking for someone who will make things happen, who will reverse some of these downward trends. So in a sense,